Let's welcome Kristen to Can't Beat Karen on New 102.7. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Staten Island.
Awesome. What are you up to this morning?
Dropping off my daughter at camp.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
All right, Kristen, good luck.
Kristen's all Staten Island, no BS.
Thank you.
She's ready to play. The door has slammed closed. Let's play Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go, here we go, here we go again. Can you beat Karen? Yeah, okay.
Kristen, you got to get more correct than Karen to win. Number one, Greetings from Your Hometown is the tour that just kicked off for this band.
I don't know.
All right, we'll move on to number two. What was arguably James Gandolfini's biggest TV role?
Tony Soprano.
Production has begun for the Brand New Day installment of this superhero movie.
I'm going to go with Spider-Man.
Clifford was a gigantic dog that was what color?
Red.
And the final question for Kristen from Staten Island. This brand, just now, 34 years later, announced it's discontinuing its dial-up internet service. What brand?
Verizon?
You got 3 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen. That's a pretty good score. So we're going to get Karen back into the studio. We're going to ask her the same questions now that we just asked to you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Come on, Karen!
Okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're going to ask Karen now those same questions. Kristen's got to get more correct to win. Number one, Karen. You didn't hear anything that just happened, by the way, because we threw you out of the room. Greetings from Your Hometown is the tour that just kicked off for this band.
Jonas Brothers.
That's the name of the Jonas Brothers tour. You got a point. Kristen did not. What was arguably James Gandolfini's biggest TV role?
When he played on The Sopranos, when
his
he was
character
Tony,
name.
Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano, yeah, you got a point. So did Kristen. Imagine you would have got that wrong because you ran out of time. Production has begun for the Brand New Day installment of this superhero movie.
Spider-Man?
It is Spider-Man, yeah, you got a point. So did Kristen. You both guessed.
Somewhere in the back of my brain.
Clifford was a gigantic dog that was what color?
Red.
Everybody gets a point for that question. This brand, just now, 34 years later, announced it's discontinuing its dial-up internet service.
Oh, I read that this morning. AOL.
It's AOL. I don't know who the hell was still using it.
I know.
Kristen did not get a point.
I was
Karen
thinking
did.
That, but I didn't say it.
Kristen, I know you still have dial-up internet at home. That's what it is, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay.
Kristen got 3 out of 5 correct. Karen got 5 out of 5 today.
I guessed my way there,
yeah.
Kristen. But guess what? You still got a $100 Stop and Shop gift card, and you got a Can't Beat Karen mug.
I can't beat Karen, but I'll try next time.
Next time.
Kristen. Can you beat calling into Blown Off this morning because she wants to know what the deal is with David. She went on one really fun date with him. She wonders if he's just bad at texting, but
that's pretty hopeful to think, though.
Yeah, I know. I think she should get her hopes up about this guy, though.
Shay, we're calling David right now. Just stand back. We'll talk to him first, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Hopefully he's not bad at answering the phone, too.
Yeah. Come on, David.
Hello.
Oh, good morning. Is this David?
David.
Hi. So this is New 102.7 Radio. It's Karen and Anthony, and we're calling you this morning because you won a really great prize, David. Chance at love.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We want to hook you up.
What?
Yeah, David, okay. We want to reconnect you with somebody that you went on one date with. Her name is Shay, and she's wondering what happened to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shay. Yeah, no, I'm not interested. We went on a date, and at the end of the date, I didn't finish my steak. I was going to take my steak home, and she's like, oh, can I have that steak? Can I have the rest of your delicious steak for my cat? I was like, what?
Oh.
You want my leftover steak for your freaking cat? I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? That's insane.
A lot of people take leftovers home for their animals.
Yeah, David, you ghosted this woman over her wanting the leftovers?
Yeah, that's insane. That filet mignon was like $64.99.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
First of all, I was only going to take the leftovers. You were
you guys,
going to. So
yeah, that's Shay. She's on the phone.
So for you to just insinuate that I was taking your food out of your plate, like off your plate to bring my cat, is insane. That's not how it happened. Like, you don't have to lie about it.
I'm not lying about it. You said, you're like, oh, can I have that steak? I was like, I was going to finish that steak. I spent a lot of money on that steak. I don't want your stupid cat to eat
it. The waiter came by and asked if we're, and you were like, yeah, we're all done here. And then I said, hey, can I take the rest of that, the leftovers for my cat? Mm.
No, I was going to eat the rest of that steak. I didn't want
guys over leftovers.
I mean, let's get down to it. What really went wrong besides this leftover situation?
What went wrong was I was thinking about having a nice steak and eggs tomorrow, and she took that steak, and she wanted to take that steak. She wanted to take it home and to give it to her cat. That's what went wrong. That's exactly what went wrong.
But I didn't take the steak, and you didn't take the steak. Nobody took the steak. So you decide to never speak to me again? I don't understand.
Yeah, no, I never wanted to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you again because I don't want to be with someone who's going to give a delicious $67 steak to an animal that's disgusting. I definitely don't want to talk to you again.
Hey, guys, God. I mean, we're fighting over leftovers here. Are you sure we can't, like, get date number two going? It's kind of silly.
You know, maybe you've never bought a $67 steak before, and maybe you weren't super excited about having that steak with the eggs in the next one.
Okay, all right, we're not going to get nasty now with Karen. Come
clearly
on.
Clearly you're scarred, David. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.